KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. It's being brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Starting off, taking a look at high school volleyball from last night. Atlantic competing at a tournament over at Adele at 8 a.m. And they went 2-2, picked up a 2-0 victory over Woodward Granger, and also got past 8 a.m. 2-0. The Trojans fell to Norwalk 2-0 and also lost a 2-0 sweep to Nevada. So decent outing there for Atlantic with a 2-2 effort there in Adele last night. Also another area action, it was Cam hosting a triangular, and the Cougars picked up a 2-0 win over Audubon. They also picked up a 3-0 victory over Exira EHK, as they counted that as a conference match. And then also at that same event, it was Exira EHK with a 2-1 win over Audubon. In other action in Hawkeye 10 play, Creston a 3-1 winner over Clarinda. Dennison Schleswig beat Shenandoah 3-0, and Red Oak a 3-0 sweep over Kemper Catholic. In corner conference play, it was Griswold with a 3-0 sweep of Fremont Mills. Stanton picked up a 3-1 win over Sydney. In Pride of Iowa action, Southeast Warren was a 3-1 winner over Nottoway Valley. In other scores from the area, that included Booyer Valley, a 3-1 winner over IKM Manning. Abraham Lincoln topped Lamar's 3-1. Missouri Valley, a 2-0 win over West Monona. Also, Mount Air topped Essex 3-1. Sergeant Bluff Luton, a 3-0 sweep over Thomas Jefferson. It was Sioux City North defeating Missouri Valley. Lamoni, a 3-1 victory over Bedford. Lennox, a 3-0 sweep of I-35. Baxter, a 3-0 sweep over Martinsdale St. Mary's. That's your high school volleyball scores from last night. On the cross-country course, the Nottoway Valley girls and Kemper Catholic boys took team titles at the West Central Valley Cross-Country Classic. Grace Slater of Audubon took the girls' individual title, and Toby Bauer of Nottoway Valley won the boys' race. In those girls' team standings, Nottoway Valley with 48 points to win it. Audubon was second with 82. Kemper Catholic third, followed by Cam, West Central Valley, Exira EHK, Southwest Valley, Grandview Christian, Greene County, and Saydell, the rest of the field. Individually, Grace Slater of Audubon, as we mentioned, won the individual title. Sophia Browers of Nottoway Valley was second. Hannah Tigerson of Audubon came in third. Chasey Rowan of West Central Valley was fourth. And Marie Day of Kemper Catholic was fifth. Also, Caitlin Nielsen of Audubon took sixth. Mia South of Cam was a seventh-place finisher. In the boys' team standings, Kemper Catholic with 52 team points to win it by two over Nottoway Valley. They scored 54. Greene County was third, followed by Grandview Christian, Cam, I-35, Ankeny Christian, West Central Valley, and Saydell, the rest of the team finish. Individually, Toby Bauer of Nottoway Valley ran 17:45 to win it. His teammate Ben Braheny was not far behind in second place. Michael Potterbaum of Kemper Catholic took third. Doug Berg of Nottoway Valley was fourth. Also, the Sheraton girls and Central Decatur boys took team titles at the Wayne Cross Country Invite last night. Jalen Knutson of Melcher Dallas won the girls' individual title. Randy Jimenez of Southeast Warren won the boys' race. There were some competitors there from Lennox and some other area schools as well. You can see the full results from both of those cross-country meets by following the links on our stories on our sports page at KJN.com. High school football on tap tonight, and the Atlantic Trojans head to Carroll to take on the Kemper Catholic Knights. We'll have covered that one here on KJN. Both teams are looking to break into the win column after facing tough top 10 opponents in week one. The Trojans fell to Underwood 39-0, and the Knights lost to South Central Calhoun 14-0. Atlantic head coach Mike McDermott said execution just needs to get sharper this week for his squad. He said this despite the lopsided scoreboard in week one, the defense actually played pretty well. And he talked about his defense's effort and what his outlook in that regard is for his team.
If you look at the scoreboard, you know, the normal person might not think that they did so well, but, you know, we gave up a pick six. Our punt team gave up some points on a safety, and then we had to turn around and kick off on the 20. Overall, I thought our defense played well.
Coach McDermott expects Kemper Catholic to be a hungry, tough opponent.
Yeah, no doubt. They're going to be hungry, you know. We got them last year at their place. We have to go back to their place again this year, but they're going to be looking, you know, a little target on our back. Both teams struggled offensively last week, so each team's looking for their first score on offense, and, you know, their defense was pretty stout. I think they played the number two team in 1A, so very evenly matched. I see a good football game ahead.
The Knights struggled to find their offensive production in the opener as well, with only 188 yards gained. Knights first-year head coach Ryan Steinkamp said he saw some good things from his team, but they just need to sustain drives.
We want to keep the sticks moving. You know, we're not really a home run team. We don't pick plays. We want to keep the sticks moving. You know, keep our defense off the field, and we want to get that run game going, and then we like to pass when we see opportunities. We'll take what the defense gives us. If we see something that we can, get 4 or 5 yards on, we'll take that. We're not going to try and look for a huge play.
Coach Steinkamp said the Knights will need to play good assignment football on Friday night and be prepared to face a fast Trojan team.
They do have good athletes and good speed out there, too. So we got to make sure we're not losing guys. So that's been a big emphasis for us this week. And then offensively, it's more of sustaining our blocks, hitting our holes, and work on the timing of some of our players. So, they have the speed advantage on us, so we're definitely we're gonna try to make work on our timing and reading our keys and stuff in that sense.
You can hear more from both of those head coaches during our game coverage tonight. Catch Trojan Preview with Coach McDermott at 4:45 this afternoon. Our weekly Pick'em show, Who's Gonna Win, will air at 6, followed by the Dvorak Tire and Service pregame show at 6:30, kickoff at 7. You can join Mike Smith and myself for the call from Carroll Stadium here on the radio, online, and you'll be able to watch as well on KJN-TV. Other games that are going on here around the area include games featuring Class 3A teams. Carroll's at Webster City, and Harlan will travel to Pella. Denison Schleswig is at Spencer. Sergeant Bluff Luton at Lewis Central in a top five matchup there. Trainers at Glenwood. Winterset is at Creston. Also in games featuring Class 2A teams, it'll be Panorama at Clarinda. Sydney is at Shenandoah. Also, South Central Calhoun goes to Greene County, and Southwest Valley is at Red Oak. Games featuring 1A teams, ACGC is at Central Decatur here tonight. Mount Air will be at Nonaway Valley. Also, in other action, West Central Valley is at Eagle Grove. From District 9, AHSTW is at Missouri Valley. Also, it'll be Trainer at Glenwood and Underwood at Tri-Center. And games featuring Class A teams, that will include Logan Magnolia at St. Albert, Riverside at West Monona Whiting, also Underwood at Tri-Center. And in eight-man play tonight in District 7, it'll be Bedford at Cam. You can catch that one tonight over on the Cam Cougar channel through the KJN Video Network. Students getting ready for their first broadcast of the year, that home opener for the Cougars. East Mills is at Stanton Essex. Griswold is at Fremont Mills. And Lennox is at East Union. And in District 8, Arweva travels to Audubon. Bouyer Valley is at Woodbine. Coon Rapids Bayard at Exira EHK. And West Harrison Whiting is at Glidden-Ralston. That's a look at your outlook for those games on the high school front here tonight. Yesterday in Major League Baseball and Interleague play, the Mets beat the Yankees 9-7, Angels 2-0 over San Diego. In the American League, Houston an 8-4 winner over Texas. The White Sox beat Kansas City 11-6. Toronto 6-2 over Boston. In the National League, Pittsburgh 6-2 over the Cubs. It was Philadelphia 6-5 over Washington. And the Dodgers beat Arizona 5-1. In the NBA playoffs, Toronto trying to get a game back in their series, and they won one at the buzzer, 104-103 over Boston. It was the Clippers, 120-97 over Denver. And in the NHL, Philadelphia keeps their series alive, forcing a Game 7 with the New York Islanders with a 5-4 win in double overtime. And Vancouver picked up a win over Vegas 4-0. That's a look at your latest in sports here on KJN Sports, brought to you here this morning by Dedder Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Dedder difference. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.